Mike Pompeo on Thursday paid the first visit by a U.S. Secretary of State to an Israeli settlement in the occupied West Bank in a show of support for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Palestinians accused Pompeo of helping Israel to cement its control over West Bank land that they seek for escape after he made a trip to a winery near the settlement north of Jerusalem. Pompeo in 2019 broke with decades of American foreign policy, announcing that the U.S. under President Donald Trump no longer viewed Israel's settlements as inconsistent with international law. Palestinians and much of the world regarded them as illegal. After meeting with Netanyahu on Thursday morning, Pompeo traveled to the West Bank to visit a settler winery, which had a land named after him. 6 people have been killed in Uganda over 2 days in operations by security personnel trying to dampen protests triggered by the arrest of presidential candidate Bob Wine. Statement, they added that 65 people had been injured and 350 people arrested. European Union foreign ministers meeting via video conference agreed to head Thursday with a new round of sanctions on Belarus that could be ready in a few weeks. This is according to Reuters, who spoke to 2 EU diplomats. As well as targeting more senior officials, the diplomat said the fresh sanctions will hit into finance probably President Alexander Lukashenko, who the country's opposition and the West accused of rigging an August 9th election. The EU first hit 4 officials with October 2nd and has since followed up with more individuals targeted with travel bans and asset freezes. Stories making internet headlines. Visit our website at aos.com.